on the tape and the record will show that we do have a forum present. And we're going to whip out something on Senate Bill 129, primarily because Mr. Kemp is here to tell us what we need to know.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Don Kemp. I'm the Division of Public Assistance. Testify on Senate Bill 129, and I did testify on this bill last week by two other senators. This is basically reiterate what I said at that time, that the purpose of this bill essentially is to replace state general funds, which are currently being spent for the care of certain children at Alaska Psychiatric Institute, with federal funds. And this could be done through the passage of this bill, which would establish a new reasonable classification under the Medicaid program. However, there's a problem with potential problem with the bill insofar as we have been notified by the federal government that they plan to publish proposed regulations in the future which would not allow the establishment of new reasonable classifications under the Medicaid program. And they have also said that until they have the proposed regulations and have published the proposed regulations and finalized them, that they will not accept any new state plan amendments which would establish a reasonable class. So if this bill was passed, it's whether it would not it would ever be implemented is subject to question. So
let me understand one thing for sure though. Would we immediately get any federal funds as a result of passing this bill?
No, sir.
It would all be in the future. If the feds decided to let us in, then we would get the funds.
Yes, sir.
The law would be on the books and it would be go.
Yes.
I don't.
I read the bill. On the basis of testimony, I heard the questions that were asked before.
Yeah,
I move and ask unanimous if you're ready to receive. I move and ask unanimous consent that we pass the bill out. We do pass.
Okay. So ordered.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Kemp. I appreciate you coming over again like that. Marshall, are you here to testify on Senate Bill 124 on the Board of Education thing? Or
yes,
you pretty much gave, I think.
Yeah, I.
Were you just here to see what Senator Ferguson had to say for the
chair?
Okay. Would you want to give us another 5 or 6 minutes of your valuable time while we think up another bill that I think will be done within the committee?
Very good.
Let's take up Senate Bill 110. This is the State Physical Therapy Board, and as far as I can see, it's something that we can decide within the committee as to whether or not we want to accept the new rationale that's being proposed.
Chairman, is the essence of this to allow the governor more flexibility who he wants to appoint? Is that the
Senator Sumner, as far as I can see, the only thing that's changed is the manner in which the the members, the potential members of the state physical therapy board are presented to the governor. In other words, the list would not be sent to him by the American Physical Therapy Association, that's the chapter. And that's about all the difference that it makes in the bill. So if no one has any strong objections to it, I suggest that we just pass the thing along. No fiscal note involved.
Well, could we do it, Mr. Chairman, just with individual recommendations?
Absolutely.
I just want to put a no rec, because I just, you know, honestly,
same here, because I don't, when there's not somebody else here to give the opposing view, it makes it, but I.
But if you want to get it out, I'd certainly, you know.
Yeah, I'd like to do that, if you don't mind. So I assume the motion then would be to send it out with individual.
Yeah, that's my motion.
I'll put due pass on it just to get it up on the road. David Marshall, if you have anything else to add, we'll listen to it.
Mr. Chairman, I think we're already.
I think I said about everything I could last week.
Mr. Chairman, as much as we have heard testimony, I'll tell you, the feeling is, as you know, my comments previously indicated that I was opposed to those numbers. However, I have not, since we are here with just a minimum number and a quorum, I'm not opposed to sending it out individual recommendations.
I have one suggestion on that, if you wouldn't mind, Senator Sumner. Since it is Senator Ferguson's bill, and he had it originally indicated that he wanted to speak on the bill.
That's true.
If you don't have any objection, we'll just put this in the simmering pot.
Hold it, just hold it. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'd like to hear his rationale. Otherwise, if you felt that it should go, I agree with the bill.
That's about that, Ellen.
I'm just a shade disappointed that, if he is interested in the bill seriously, that he's not here to speak for it. And we did want to have Marshall here, so that we could get a dialogue going. So Marshall, we thank you for showing up, and not only showing up once, but twice. Realize this is over and above the call of duty. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it would be nice if some person had been here.
Okay, thank you very much.